Good morning.
724 Brock Hunter.
What's up? Good morning. How you doing?
Hey, how are you? Good to see you.
How the hell are you?
Huh? How the hell are you? Anyway, 724, we'll check out your forecast in a little bit. Let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy a delicious Bud Light seltzer. Think about it. Mm-hmm. Once all this craziness is over, you're out on your boat, just hanging out, maybe on the beach, hanging out. Well, not this beach here because we don't drink on the beach, but you know what I'm saying. You can have a Bud Light seltzer. It's going to be great, man. It's going to be great. All the flavors. What do you got for sports?
All right, last night, marble racing, the yellow ball.
He's so stupid. It's so dumb. It's so dumb. Oh, God.
The NCAA decided to grant winter sports athletes, or not to grant winter sports athletes, including basketball players, an extra year of eligibility due to the coronavirus. Yep, sorry. It's not happening, and you're not going to get it back. Division I Council announced this on Monday. Winter sports were not included in the decision. The statement said, council members declined to extend eligibility for student athletes in sports where all or much of their regular seasons were completed. So if you played a few games of your sport and you're in college and the coronavirus canceled all of that, you're done. You don't get the rest of that back. So
that's a bummer, man. That's a bummer for, you know, especially the seniors. And I think about this year, too, not to bring everyone down. But, you know, I have thought about that. You know, you think about the memories that a lot of us have from high school and high school sports, senior year, you know, and a lot of that got you know, kind of canceled for some kids. And that's a bummer, man. There's really that's all you can say about it.
I mean, how many of us? How many of us still talk about our glory days? I think every guy listening right now loves to talk about their high school or college glory.
No, Hunter, you never bring up your high school
days. Never. Never. Never scored 20. But, you know, imagine that taken away from you. So the rest of your life, you know, your glory day speech is going to be, you know, I played two games and it was stolen from me. Yeah. And then you're going to look off into the distance and everything's going to be quiet and everybody's going to start crying.
It's all because somebody ate a bat. I didn't get to play my final year of football or whatever. So.
Seriously, though.
Well, yeah, that's and unfortunately, I mean, I get it, though. We understand, you know, it's kind of crazy. We got to look at the big picture. And I know there's probably a lot of people just not want this to happen, but it's, you know, it's happening. You know, because, yeah, I mean, if you bring everyone back, they come back and play. I mean, it's just going to cause, I think, a ripple effect. And so who knows?
Just think about that, man. Hanging the jersey up and you're not even halfway through a season. Just boom, snap of a fingers. Give me your jersey. You're done for the rest of the year. That thinking back in high school and how passionate we were on sports and how much we loved it and doing it, man.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll have to keep up to date on that and what's going on, if there's any changes, if they decide to update it or if there's some other coping mechanism. But there you go. Is that all you got for us?
That's all I got this morning, man.
All right. There you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.